Okay, Rabbi Oshari, we're stumbled here on this sugya, which is a real Shas sugya, and we're just trying to get a little bit of our bearings and our understanding of the concept of Davar Hagorim Lamamon, Kimamon Dami, Lav Kimamon Dami. This is a Machokis Tanoim of Shimon and the Chachamim, a lot of different Gemaras that bring up the issue in different cases, and it finds its way into Pesachim Daf Hei Amid Beis. The halacha that we have in our Gemara, and we'll have more about this coming up in another variation of Davav Mid Aleph a couple lines down the Amud, so we're not through with this sugya by any stretch. The inyan of Tikadon Shel Nachrim, the Yad Yisrael. We have a Riboy of Lo Yimatzei, and one of the things that the Riboy Lo Yimatzei teaches us is that there is a case that the Jew will violate by Yirva Yimatzei if he has a Tikadon of Nachri, and the case will be Kibel Alav Achrayis. This is how the Gemara explains the fact that on the one hand there is a drasha of Shaluchaya Teroa, of a Teroa Shal Achirim. That would be a case where you're not Mikabel Achrayis for the Pikadon. And we have the Riba B'lo Yimatzei that you are liable for Bayiroya, and that would be if you're Mikabel Achrayis. And the Gemara brings the story of Rava, who told the people of Mechuzah that they should get rid of the chametz that was given to them by the soldiers. Apparently, the soldiers handed over the flour. They expected the Jews to make the flour into a dough and into a pastry for them, bread. And since, Rav explains, if something would happen to this chametz, it would get stolen, it would get lost, b'rishu saichu koyi, so that means that when you're Makabal Achrayis, which is the equivalent of the case of Rava, Pasha Pshat with Chukei HaMalchus, that's how most Rishonim learn. The Rambam has the unique Chidush. We'll have to come back to that Rambam. It's not even formal arrangement. It's just the fact that they will physically exert the pressure and make them pay. The Rambam goes as far as saying that also goes into the Din of Kabbalas Achrayis. Most Rishonim assume it has to be established that that would be the rule. So we're going to assume right now that that's the Achrayis that we're discussing. That's enough to make the person violate by Rabbi Yimatzei. What standard are we talking about of Achrayis? So we'll see again in the Rush and the Rishonim. The Pasha Pshat reading the Gemara, the standard is the case that Rava talked about, Gneva Vaveda. Pasha Pshat, it means it's not an onus. It doesn't have to rise to the level of an onus. But you're responsible for Gneva Vaveda. You don't have to Mekabel Achrayis for anything more than that. On the other hand, Pshia wouldn't be enough. That's sort of in the middle. On the other hand, the Arishonim on both sides of this, the Arishonim that say that you need Mekabel Achrayis completely in order to violate by Yirva Yimatzei, and Gneva Vaveda here is Aide Onus. And others say the case was Gneva Veda, but the fact remains, even the lowest level of Kabbalas Achrayis, of Pshia, Vishamachina, would be enough to make you violate by Rabbi Matzei as a Shomer. And I'm going to have to go back and see the nuances of that. Hopefully, by the end of Shia, we'll be able to come back to that too. But for our purposes, just to get the perspective itself, the halacha that by Rabbi Matzei is violated, even though you don't actually own the chametz, but you have some kind of a stake in this chametz that's in your possession, Lugabe Kabbalas Achrayis. The lesson of Rava, that since Inignev the Ilmitvid Bishusaychu Koi, Ubaisi Lishume, since in the event of something happening, Gneva Veda, you'll have to pay, Kidilchon Dami, Bishusaychu Koi, it's in your Rishus, therefore, Kidilchon Dami. So the lesson of Rava is, because it be in your reshus, when that thing happens and you have to pay, therefore kilchon dami. That's the words of Rav. The Gemara links this immediately to the concept called davar hagorim lemamon. And then the Gemara proceeds to work out how you can work out this halacha that we see from Rava within the shita of Rav Shimon, who holds in general davar hagorim lemamon dami. And within the Chachamim that hold that in general, Lav Kimamon Dami, and all those other cases. So the Gemara goes first, the first lashon is Hani Chalamanda Amar, Dabar Gomamon Kimamon Dami. So we understand this halacha that we're being taught over here. that you can be liable for the chametz that you don't technically own, but you have a monetary stake in it because of the achrayis, then we understand it. But if you hold like the chachamim, so then why is this halacha true? Says the Gemara, no, because shiny hacha, the Amar lo yimatzei. Umar turns around and asks the other direction. According to the Manda Amar, Rabkama Mandami, then we understand the lo yimatzei is going to work for us. But according to Rab Shimon, who needs the lo yimatzei? It should be obvious. Says the Gemara, but there's a svar l'chalek. The svar l'chalek is that maybe since ki ise hada be'enei, if it's here, it goes back as is. Therefore, Labishusikai, we don't say that's considered Yerushas. Kamas Malan, we have the Drasha Lo Yimatz. So there's a lot to pull out of these couple lines of Gemara. The first thing seemingly is, so after the Gemara runs its course and connects it to Gdaba Gamla Mamon, and it can work for Rav Shimon because of, and you need Lo Yimatzei, it can work for the Chachamim, even though generally it's not Kim Mamon, but over here have Lo Yimatzei. What's the sense that you get in the Gemara? That the basis, at least let's start with the Chachamim, let's take one at a time. The basis for the liability over here is with the mechanism of Davar Garm Lamam. Generally speaking, the Chachamim hold Lav Kimam and Dami, but Chametz shiny, Hacha, the Amar, Lo Yimatzei. What's the shiny Hacha? Shiny Hacha means generally, Davar Gamam is not Kamama. It's Garim Lamamon, but that's not Bailus. That's not enough to view it as Mamon for all kinds of halachas. It's not called the Guna Mibes Ha'ish. It's called Mibes Hegdish. It's not called yours, Gabi, that. It's not something that the Gazan could be entitled to get money for the Hezek that was done to the Chametz that's worth nothing in his Rishus, except that he could use it to pay the nigzal, so it's not kamamun dami. But over here, shiny hacha, it's kamamun. So the var is, what does it work? It works because of the cloud, of davgam lamamun. Here it's kamamun dami. That's for the chacham. For Rav Shimon, it's even more obvious. Rav Shimon holds generally davgam kamamun dami. So the Gemara initially says that's exactly what this is about. We understand it well. The Chachamim, on the other hand, how could it work? It gives a teretz, shiny hacha. According to the second Lashon, the Gemara says, Ad kedei kach. What do you need to go? You might say for Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, it's different. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan. So at the end of the Kamash Malan, so again, what's operating here? What's operating is the Klal, Darba Gam Kamamadani. The only thing we can clear here, Shaila, in the Gemara, in the second Lashon, L'maskana, when the Gemara gives us a Svara L'chalek, which we haven't yet explained, for Rav Shimon, that maybe it's better over here, it's not Shaykh to the rule of Kamam and Dami, it's not going to be good enough because it's the end, it goes back as is, so therefore I need Lo Yimatzei, so what is the Lo Yimatzei telling me? Is it telling me that generally the Svara is a good Svara, that you wouldn't normally view it as Kamam and Dami when it's the end? Since it goes back, but chametz is different. Just like we said with the chachamim, for example, that the chachamim, it's never kamamadami, but here it is kamamadami. So chametz is different. Generally, this chiluk is a valid chiluk, Rav Shimon, by all other places, but by chametz is different. The standard is that even though it's ready to go back, it's still kamamadami. Or does the Gemara mean that kamash malan, that the svar is not true? Kamash Malan, that it's always Kamam Adami, even though it's Hadra Be'eli. That's something we could clean up. If you say that it comes out something a bit strange, because it comes out that the Kamash Malan of Lo Yimatzei for the Chachamim is different than the Kamash Malan Lo Yimatzei for Rav Shimon. Because for the Chachamim, there never is a rule anywhere of Kamam Adami except over here by Chametz. They don't subscribe to the rule of Kamam Adami, but Garm Lamam and by Chametz is good enough. For Rav Shimon, he holds always Kamam Adami, but what it comes out over here is you would think that the rule doesn't apply by the fact that it's Be'en and it goes back as is, so you wouldn't say it in a case like this. So kamash magan, that we always say, it's not a chametz halacha, it's a halacha for everywhere. Comes that it's not a little bit uneven. For the chachamim, it's a unique halacha to chametz. You wouldn't say kimamadami anywhere else, by chametz we say it. For Rav Shimon, the kamash magan is that you would think that chametz and anything like it wouldn't have the rule because it's only when it's not be'en, kamash magan, that we always say it. So then it's halacha in garm l'mama. So probably to make it more parallel, this is why the Ksos assume that this is true for the Maskana for Rav Shimon, that the Svara, that Hadra Be'ene doesn't have Rav Shimon's rule, is true with Maskana. But Chametz is different. The same way the Gemara is shiny. Hacha, for the Chachamim, who never say Kimam Adami except by Chametz, yes. So for Rav Shimon, it's also correct that something similar to chametz, where nothing has happened, it's still here. It's different than when it was stolen or someone destroyed the chametz that somebody has after Pesach that he stole. Those cases, the chametz is not, the thing that hezek occurred, a hezek occurred, a loss occurred, the be'en is now affected. But over here, the be'en is here. So really, you wouldn't normally want to say the rule of Kimam Adami. Okay, but chametz is different. This is just the outline, okay? But what, just derech agav on this particular point, the fact that Rashi has to explain when the Gemara gives that teretz, maybe Rav Shimon wouldn't say over here Kimam Adami because Isa be'ene, Isa hadra be'ene, asked Rashi, and what about the case where you stole from the person animal that's a karban, shachai b'achri yuso? How come Rav Shimon says you have to pay kefel? And if you slaughter it, you pay dalet v'hei? Rashi answers, because since you're stealing it, so now we're dealing with a situation where it's not there. What's bothering Rashi? If the Kamash Malan was that Rav Shimon doesn't distinguish anywhere between if it's not here, if it's not here or it's here, then at the end of the Gemara, Kamash Malan lo yimatse, then the Kasha doesn't start. It sounds from Rashi as well, like the Ksos assumed, that the Svara remains a valid Svara, but the Chametz is different. Right? Okay, so this is just, again, the outline. But what I see is that the halacha that we started with, that picking up pikadon shonach and the mekabel achrayis puts you in violation of Bayrei Matze, that has a connection to the halacha of garim l'mam kamam adam. Even if I don't ever hold it anywhere else, but that's what's happening over here. That's the gzeiras hakasa, but that's a chachamim. Going to Rav Shimon, that's the halacha everywhere, but I need a well, you might say to tell me it works over here as well, because you might have think this is different, and maybe after the Kamash Malan, it's true everywhere that we don't mechalek, or maybe only over here. But that's the underlying halacha, that's the backbone of this din, is the halacha of Garim L'mam. So now let's step back and understand, what does that halacha mean? What does it mean? It's something is Garim, it doesn't have inherent value for me. I'm not really the owner. It's not really mamo to me, but it's goreim l'mamo, and it's therefore viewed as if I have a schus here, that goreim l'mamo is enough to give me some kind of a bailus here for some halach. So what are some of the examples? We went over yesterday, just to review some of the examples already. A gazlin steals chametz before Pesach. Someone destroys that chametz. Not on Pesach. On Pesach, for sure, he wouldn't be liable because everyone should destroy Jewish chametz. But after Pesach. This gazlin has chametz that's worthless. But it's a goyim l'mam. Why? Because he could use this chametz to pay back his gzeila. If you hold goyim l'mam k'mam adami, then the person who burns the chametz, who destroys the chametz of this gazlin, after Pesach owes him for that hezek. That's one case. Another example, a person has a carbon in their possession. He was magdashit, it was a neder. Hareyolat. If someone steals it from him, the halacha is mikunam bibeis ha'ish, is mechayiv in kefil dal v'heh. Yishalim shnayim l'rei ehu. V'lo hegdash. V'lo mibeis hegdash. Different rushes. But, says Rav Shimon, but since there's something he has here, garim l'mamo. The garim l'mamo. There's some stake of money in here, in this, even though it's owned by hegdash, but what? Something goes wrong here, and the animal doesn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash, loses it. He has to replace it with another animal, Chiyuv Achrayis. So therefore, this animal has in it a Goyim Mamon, Kim Mamudam. What exactly is that? Is it exactly identical to the case of Saraf Chametz Biyad Gazdin? Maybe yes. What does it mean? What does it mean exactly? What's the Goyim Mamon exactly over here? Let's leave that for a second. We have our Gemara. What's our Gemara? Chametz that you're responsible for if something happens to it. So it's chametz, right? It doesn't have value. But there's a Goyim Mamon. What's the Goyim Mamon exactly? So without looking too carefully at the Lashon HaGemara, I would say like this. What did Rashi say? Let's take the case of Saraf Chametz Biyad Gaza. What's the Goyim Mamon? Rashi Tzadi Chesin Bava Kama. I hope you look at the Lashonus of Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Shimon Chayev, Hai she Sarfo Shayim with Gaza and Demeim, the Dabar Goyim Mamon who, Shim Haya Be'ein, Haya Machziro, Gaza and Liba'al Avu Pater, the Tan Le'il, Gaza Chametz Avu Pesach, Omer Rishal Chofanecha. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Why is this chametz biyad gazlin a gorim lemamon that for Rav Shimon will be treated as mamon? What does he have in this chametz? This chametz now by him is protecting his assets. Because having it means that he doesn't have to pay separately for the gzeila. So the chametz biyad gazlin that he could go to the nigzal and say, "Hare shalchal fanecha," and I'm off the hook. So that's called gorim lemamon. That chametz biyad though is gorim lemamon. So kimamudam, he says, "Rav Shimon, that's enough. That therefore I'm entitled to get reimbursed by the person who burnt the chametz man because I have in it. What is the gorim lemamon?" That it would allow me not to have to pay from my pocket because it is serving my interest, protecting my assets. Okay, that's over here. So you could have said something similar in Agamar. Since there is halacha v'achrayis that's looming on this chametz that's biyad Yisrael, that if something happens to it, whatever it is, I have to pay. Having it means I don't have to pay for the potential loss that could require me to pay. So having it protects my assets. Garim l'mamon. That's how I could, and Rav Shimon, that's kimamudam. So that's what I have here. So it's viewed as if it's mine. And that, again, for the Chachamim, it's Yeris HaKasav that's what makes it mine. Yeris HaKasav, you might say. The lesson of Gemara is not that way. And the lesson of Rishonim is not that way. That's not what's going on in Gemara. That's not the Goyim Lamaman idea over here. The Goyim Lamaman is not that because I will have to pay if something happens, so having it here saves me from having to pay for that casualty that could happen. That's not what it says in the Gemara. What does it say in the Gemara? Since in nigne ve'imited b'shu seichu kayi, since that which will happen, so it's going to be your loss Since if it will be nignav or nevad, it's in your resource. That's what Rabbi said to them. And you have to pay. Therefore, kill the chondami. What is the garim or mammon? How do you define the garim or mammon? You have in this a monetary stake, meaning because of that situationally, if that will happen, it's viewed as if it's in your resource, so gabi that loss. A lashna gemara gabi a shoel l'masu. A shoel is chay ba'onsin. Right? That's the halach. No matter what happens. So lashna gemara is ukmei rachmana b'shusei l'onsin. The Torah puts in his resource, so gabi onsin, that therefore he's liable. So similar thing here. The fact that you are responsible for the loss, it means that there's something about this money, about this chametz that shayach to you, the gorim l'mamo, there's some situation. And this is the lashon ha-gemara, this is the lashon of the Rach that we saw yesterday, that the Rach says, as he's explaining the Gemara, but he gives you that situation, he says, v'kishayovad osa ha'eis nimtzakil mamano avad. Lashon of Maram Chalava that we read yesterday, but was a lashon who remembers it. I forgot to become koecha the isa b'shusay the mar isa kiva the ika chad shaita the koy b'shusay the hanu mignav the machay b'shumik the day dami. There is that situation. The koy b'shusay. Therefore, k'di day dami. So that's a different spin. I'm going with mom.
So, Rabbi.
Yes. Yes. Pardon?
The other way that we're explaining davar garum the mamum, in this second way that we're saying it is that if he would lose something or if he would lose the thing that was put by him or it gets stolen, it's not that his watching it is keeping him from losing other funds. It's that
right.
It's that when he loses it or it gets stolen, that is
it's as if he lost. Yes. So the fact that it's that whose loss is it considered when that happens? Him. So that to that extent, this is a gorim l'mamon. He has it's a hard svar to exactly explain fully, but I think this is clearly the language of the Gemara and of the Rishonim.
And the difference
that situation that could happen, that should that happen, and when that happens, it's considered to be on him. It's his responsibility. That's what this has in a gorim l'mamon. Second, Salam Masel. We really have two different models, two different formulations regarding l'mamon. What we began to suggest yesterday is that's fine. There's no problem with that. Gorim l'mamon can mean a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. Rav Shimon has this shita called Goran Mamon. It doesn't have to mean the same thing all the time. Goran Mamon can mean mitzad, the fact that it's protecting my assets. So it's Goran Mamon, it helps me not have to pay. Goran Mamon could mean the fact that something could happen and then it into this and it will be viewed as mine. So the muscle, besides the case over here of chametz and the case of burning chametz from a gazlan, we have on chavtes chametz shel hekdesh that you ate on Pesach. One man d'amis is ma'al, one man d'amis is lo ma'al. The Gemara has different ways to explain, and one of the mahalach is that right now there's nothing you can do with this chametz. It's shel hekdesh. You can't be poda it because nobody's allowed to eat it or have hana from it, so you can't be poda it. So there's nothing that it can be used for. But after Pesach, it will have value for hekdesh. So why is Mo'al? Because if you hold that Rav Shimon, if you hold Goyim Mam Kamam and Dami, so then that's why it could be you have Me'ilah because it's viewed as if there is taking something from Hegdish. You're being Mo'al. What is that? What kind of Goyim Mam is that? Is that like the case of burning Chametz Biad Gazdan, or is that like the case of Agamar? What is that most similar to? In what sense is it considered Mamo now because of Goyim Mam? It's not protecting anyone's assets. What is that? It's that something right now has no value, but there's something that you can see could happen at some point later, it's going to have value. One more case, and I'll take everybody. Now, here, what about stealing kadshim from the owner's house that belongs to Hegdish, but it's by the owner, and he's chayav b'achrayis. So you really don't know. You can put it in both places. But you can say, well, what is it? There is the situation. You're responsible. So that is a garma mama. The very fact that you're responsible, you have to replace it. Similar to Bechametz. It's happening right now. But maybe it's something else. It's that having it means that you don't have to pay money for the replacement. Now, before I take everybody's question, I just want to put a question on the table. Maybe that's part of what you're thinking. So far, what did we just say? We said two things, okay, in short. We said the halacha in our Gemara of Nachri, Pekadosh of Nachri, Shekibay Salach Rais, Ben Rav Shimon, Ben Rabbanam, the Xeris of Kasav is here, but the mechanism, the backbone of this halacha seems to be the principle called Dabar Gam L'Mamon K'Mamon Dabar. Either I never heard of it anywhere, but here it is. The Xeris of Kasav says that's viewed as Mamon, that's why you're alive by Rai Matzah, it's considered like you, like yours, based on Gam L'Mamon. Or I might have thought that you wouldn't say it over here, K'mashmo, and at least over here do you say it. That's number one. Number two, we noted that there's different ways that Garma Mammon could express itself. Garma Mammon could mean in terms of something which right now doesn't have value, but it could have value at some point. It could be something that will happen or some time that will come, and then it will be viewed as yours, and therefore Gorim Mammon in that regard. That's like Chametz Shel Hegdish BePesach, or like Argamar, that in the event that will happen, it's Beshusa, so therefore it's Gorim Mamama. And you could also say differently, that the situation right now is this thing, as it's where it is right now, is protecting you from some having to pay. Therefore, there is something, it's causing you a savings right now. That's the Gorim Mamama. So the question I'm going to ask you, then everyone could put in their own two cents. One question. So why, or maybe answer my question first, you can decide, okay? Why does the Gemara change its tune? If Rashi's Masbir, Tzadiches on the base, that the Garim L'Mamon, in the case of Sarach Chametz, Shabiyad Gazlin, L'Achar Pesach, is considered Garim L'Mamon and you have to pay the Gazlin for what you did. Because it's Garim L'Mamon from what perspective? Because he could have used this Chametz to pay the Gzela. So it's Garim L'Mamon. And now it's not available to do that. So that's why you owe him money, because it's considered like he has K'Mamon Dami. And over here, we're explaining different for it. Why is it K'Mamon Dami? Because of the fact that later on it's going to come, could come a time that it's going to get stolen and it's to be like my loss. Therefore, it's going one moment because it's viewed in some way as if, right, I have in here that possibility that it the Torah has in it, it's viewed as mine for that particular situation. Why wouldn't we explain, for example, in our Gemara, that the Garim L'Mamon is that it protects me from having to pay in the event of a loss or a Gneva? Just like we explained by the case of Gzela, of a Gazan who has Chametz. And why not say over there that's considered Garim L'Mamon the way Agamar has it? Because if something happens, so it's on him. He lost it. Now, the second half of the question is easier to answer than the first half, but they're both easy to answer. Why does the Gemara have to formulate it here from the angle of Bishusaychu Kai? On the top, when it happens, it's going to be stolen. It's going to be on your, that's, it's on your head. It's on your loss. Therefore, it's considered going Mamon. Why not say it? Because it protects your assets. The other half, and why over there do we say it's going Mamon? Because it's protecting your assets that you don't have to pay because you can give this instead. Why not say that the fact that something happens to it, it's, you're responsible. Okay, so let's take that first. Ari? The second half. Why couldn't you say over there? I mean, it's going to like argument. What? Stronger. Say sharper. Say sharper. Why can't you say over there that it's considered to be going moment because of the lust itself that's on him? Why? Because what? No, you're answering the wrong question. First, I'm asking you why over there. You're right, but that's the first step. Why don't you say over there in Gemara, in the case of Gazel Chametz, Saraf Chametz, Biyad Gazlin, that the Gorim L'Mamon is the fact that the Gazlin suffers the loss if something happens to the Chametz? No? Because there's no loss that he suffered. Because the Chametz is worthless. So you couldn't use the formula of our Gemara and say the loss that it's on his achrayus, he loses out. I mean, he loses. The chametz is isuri hanah. So the garm l'mamon can't be the loss of the chayfetz of the chametz, because he didn't lose anything. He's no money. The answer is it's garm l'mamon because this thing which has no value is garm l'mamon because it's saving me having to pay for the gzeila. So it's saving my assets. It's protecting my assets. It's saving me the money of the group because I can use this. I stole chametz. Here's the chametz. It's not worth anything. That's the halach. He gives back what he stole. That's that half. Second, now you can plug in what you said, Yaakov. Why can't our Gemara be interpreted through the prism of the case of Ari, don't go away? Through the prism of what? Of Saraf Chametz Biyad Gazlin. Why can't Agamar be saying that it's Garim L'Mamon because so long as it's by you, you're not going to have to pay for that loss that you are of a chrayis for? So why you have to say the Garim L'Mamon is the fact that if something happens, it's on your head, it's your loss. That's why it's Garim L'Mamon, because it's there is a certain shaykhis here that you have monetarily in the case that it's going to, something will happen. Say it simply. Say it because it's protecting your assets. What's the answer? Why can't you say argument? Why does Igmar have to speak in such a funny way? And then we have to show them to say that. Say it the way we said the Pashup. People think about Garim L'Mamon. It's because it protects your assets, right? What's the answer?
You're incurring a loss. You have to pay back for something that you were negligent on or that you lost.
In other words, like Zayla, there's a pre-existing chiyuv. You owe already. The chiyuv exists. The chiyuv to return the Zayla exists. You owe the nigzal. Now this chametz sitting in your house is allowing you to be able to pay that chiyuv with it and not have to pay other money. That's Garim L'Mamon. In other words, this is saving me to have to pay the chiyuv that I already owe. So the Garim L'Mamon is the fact that I'm protected from paying for this chov that exists already here and now. So it's right now, the matzav, it's Garim L'Mamon. But in our Gemara, by a shomer, let's take the case, let's leave the case of Bnei Baveda, literally. The shomer sachar. Does he owe right now? Does he owe right now for a Gnei Baveda? What's Mechayven to the Gnei Baveda? The event, when it happens. He doesn't owe yet. So you can't say that it's Garim L'Mamon because of the fact that, hypothetically speaking, should there be a Gnei Baveda, he won't have to pay from his own pocket because he has this. That's not enough. That's not Garim L'Mamon. Garim L'Mamon has to be the chiyuv here. Is here. So you have to turn it around and say, but the Garim L'Mamon is that itself. That itself. The fact that in the event that the Big Nei Aveda, there is on your, it's on your head. You suffer the loss. It's considered to be as a Garim L'Mamon right now. Okay, pause, take a break, exhale, right? Okay, we have more to come, but just take a few questions. Noach, been so patient. Go.
Okay, ready to bear with me. Backtracking for a second, when we're saying the second half of this, of different ways of understanding what Garim L'Mamon is, and we're saying the first half is that it's causing me to maybe lose money, it's kind of causing me to lose money, For the second one that's become Hebrew like it's mine, isn't that itself a function of the fact that I'm going to lose money?
Everything is intertwined. It's all connected. The facts are the facts. We know the facts. The question is conceptually, how do you take those facts and connect them into a concrete formula? We know the Mitzvah. Mitzvah is when something happens, you have to pay. Now, how does that translate into why we call it Gorim L'Mamon? What we're trying to say is Gorim L'Mamon can mean different things in different places. In our Gemara, the Gorim L'Mamon is because that event will be viewed as your loss. Therefore, this thing right now is Gorim L'Mamon because of that possibility that exists, that in the event that that happens, it's yours for that. Therefore, there's a go, not mamon, it's gorim l'mamon. Mm-hmm. In the case we gave about Saraf Chametz, the gorim l'mamon is that this thing is keeping you from having to pay.
So just on that
first facts point, are true in both cases.
On that first point that Rebbe just said, yeah. when Rebbe's saying that it becomes like it's yours, is because we're saying since there's an achrayus on this object. And therefore we're going to say, you lost it, that's your fault that you lost it, now you have to pay for it.
Not your fault, maybe it could be Pshia, who knows, quite those. I mean, but it could be not Pshia, it could be an onus.
You being a shomer, that this is on you, was your crime.
Yes, since there is a situation that this will fall on you, the loss will fall on you, therefore this thing contains within it a gori mamama. The last since if that happens, Bishu Saichu Kai. And again, that's why there's called Lecha Gabi Chametz, because of Garim Mamon. The Garim Mamon is a different Garim Mamon than Garim Mamon by a case of Gazel Chametz. Now we're going to soon revisit the case of stealing Kadshim Mibes Bailim in a second. But let me ask you now, just a second, before I take both Rafi and Ari and Yaakov. Lechara, what would you think? In the case of Rav Shimon of Gneva, what would you think it would be? It should be like the case of Saraf Chametz B'yad Gazgan, or like the case over here of Pikad Nishol Nachri B'yad Yisrael. Again, the way we just explained it, why doesn't our Gemara have the interpretation that Rashi gives over there by Gazel Chametz, that it protects your assets? Because the chiyuv hasn't started yet. It's all hypothetical. So you don't see protecting assets that haven't yet, the chiyuv has not been incurred. The answer is, but the very fact that the chiyuv could happen and it will be on your head and you're lost, that's the garam l'mama. In a case over there, by a neder, pashit, how do we even imagine balabatish? What's the halacha by neder? What's the halacha? You owe right now your neder. And your neder won't be fulfilled, and you won't have been able to fulfill your neder until you bring this or the replacement. So the halacha, something happens to the animal, and you have to replace it. The din achray is l'chayra, and we may have to modify this. L'chayra, what would you think that is? Is that a new chiyuv, the achrayis? Is that a new chiyuv that's chal later on when the animal gets lost, like by shomer? Or is that the same chiyuv that never was fulfilled to begin with? It's like the case, now gets to the case of the gazlin, who has a responsibility to pay the nigzal, and he could do it with this. And if you take this away from him, then he'll have to pay from his own pocket. So this animal that someone stole from me, why is it garim l'mamon? What would you think? What should it be? Why is it garim l'mamon? What should it be? What?
Protecting your assets.
Protecting your assets. Not similar to the case over here. That the fact that it's on your head when it's your responsibility, that's where you're going. It's going on because it protects your assets. That's what you would think. We're going to have problems, though. Why are we going to have problems? Because of Rashi. Coming in. Ari. Yeah.
So I just want to understand. Rashi was saying that we can't say argumar and something is like the case of.
Speak up so everybody hears.
So I didn't fully understand how Rebbe was saying you can't say what we say over there by a gazlan who steals chametz and someone comes to his misarfet tzadi ches and baba kama. We can't say that same thing
by chametz.
Yeah, we can't say that for over here in our gemara here in Safavon Vav.
Okay.
Because Rebbe was saying something along the lines of opposite. The other you can't one. Say what we say here in Pesachim.
Over there?
How about over there?
Because it's Asabana. You can't say he has a monetary stake in this chametz because if something, if it gets wasted, it's on him. It's not on him. It has no value.
It is on him. He has to pay back.
No, that's a separate. That's the other point. But it's not. But it's not his loss if it doesn't have any value. He didn't lose any money. No. He didn't lose money. It's a bana. So it always goes back to that, but it served a purpose for him to be able to go to the nigzal harishachal fanach. But you can't say it's in his resus for the loss. What loss? Loss of zero value.
That's the same thing here.
Here, no.
The loss of shall not bring, he just has to pay it back. They'll just have to pay back.
But the fact that he has to pay for the loss, that's the garim mamon. He has to pay for that. This isn't his resource because he's responsible for it. Therefore, the Torah views as if it's on him. He suffers the loss. So this has value. It's gorim mamon because it has in it that b'shusachul kai, that's why he has to pay. But there, it's for the occurrence itself, there's nothing he has to pay for. He has to pay for the gzeilah before. That's why there's two different formulations and maybe more. Like we mentioned, serves the rest of Shachaveiro. The Gemara also compares. Someone burns a star that someone could have collected with. So Gemara also calls the Garim Mammon. What is that? It's a whole other way to think about it. The star would be a way to access money. Now you know that, and you're burning this, and this has in it some stake in money. Another way to view Garim Mammon. Garim Mammon has a lot of different permutations. But for now, we're focusing on the difference between the case of our Gemara, of Pikdonos Shonachri, Bikabos Achrayis. And the formulation is, as we hear of an argamar, the fact that there's that one moment that it could be viewed as in your reshus, that's what's garim mamon. And we have the other example of Saraf Chametz Biyad Gaza. And we're pointing out, seemingly, the case of stealing Kutshim, of Shimon's case, that could really be viewed from both angles, but why you have to go and explain it like argamar? You could explain it similar to the case of Gaza. There's a pre-existing chiyuv to repay your neder, and therefore having it means I don't have to, right? I can use this to pay the chiv that I already owe. Yes, Barak Noam, I think, who's asking?
Yeah, Rabbi. It sounds like according to the first explanation of protecting assets, it sounds like the gorim is like a good kind of gorim, but then it sounds like in this gorim in our Gemara, it sounds like it's saying you're the one, your head is being hung because you're the one responsible, and it's a gorim in the sense that it's causing you a monetary loss. Is that a fair thing to say that they're exact opposites?
I don't think they're opposites. It's different. Where it always Rav Shimon after all. So Rav Shimon's gorim says anything that you can see that you don't really own it exactly, but there's something in it that you can see there's some gorim mamon, there's something in this thing that has, that could lead to money, that could bring to something that's gorim mamon. Gorim can mean different things in different places. That's for Rav Shimon Kimamon Dami.
Right, but Rabbi said
one is better, one is worse. It may make a difference now when we read the Gemara on. But let's go now to the Ksos and then see how to read our Gemara and ways to get around Xos's issues. Okay, so now with this in mind. So the Xos is very schmack, of course, like always, you know, but just a few things to pull out. Shin Pei Vav, Sivkat and Zayin. Now, the premise of this Xos is the following. The Gemara mentions within the Shifar of Shimon that one could argue that Rav Shimon only said the rule of Garimam Kimamadami, if the thing is not Be'en. But since by Chametz, the Chametz is Be'en, it's here. So maybe it's not going to be viewed as Brishusei. That is the Gemara. Kamashmalan. The Ksos took for granted, he brings it Samach Tzedek, learns this way as well. Kamashmalan doesn't mean that it changes the picture everywhere else, that Garim Mamon can be viewed as Kimamon even when the thing is Be'en. The svara remains true everywhere else, but chametz is different. Just like we said for the chachamim, that garm woman is never kamamon, but by chametz shiny, lo yimatze. So Rav Shimon, the svara of garm woman should not be good enough to make it like mamon based on the fact that, after all, it's here, yisei hadu be'enei. So that's what makes our case weaker. But kamash balan is good enough. Then the Ksos runs into problems because he has many gemaras that seem to show that Rav Shimon's rule would even hold when the chayfetz is be'en. Now, how did the Ksos understand the gemara? Simple. That alone. When there's a loss, then you could say there was a loss. When is a loss happening, the Goyim Lamamon considers it a loss. But if there's no loss happening, then there's no, you can't go run with them and say, come on, Mugami. That's how the Ksos took the Gemara literally. It's a Yisod in Rav Shimon, and it remains true in Maskana, Chametz being an exception. So he had a kasha. I don't want to go through every single example, but Lamashal, he had a kasha toward the beginning from a Gemara in Achovel, Lagabe, a din of Yomo Yomayim, that a person who under his watch, the halacha is by Yagabi and Eved Kenani, special halacha, Binogea, if he stays alive for 1 or 2 days, then he's not responsible for Ritzicha. The Shaila is, it's only true by an Adon to an Eved, it's not true by a normal situation. If the person ends up dying, three days later, Machmas, what the person did, he is a Rotseach. So the Torah says different by Eved Kenani. The Shaila is what's called an Adon, what's called an Eved. So he has a situation where he wants to ask Akasha that why wouldn't we say, Meir Hozer Kav Shimon, Gom Kamamon Dami, why wouldn't we allow ourselves to say Kamamon Dami, that even the person who's a Gorim with Mamon as an Adon should be also with the Halach of Yomo and Maim. Okay, I'm not going into the details. So for that, the Ksos says, because of Shimon Svara, Gorim with Mamon doesn't apply if it's Be'en. Argamar? Says the Ksos, Venera, in response to that Kasha, Venera, the Ad Kanu will come Rav Shimon. Since there's going to be a loss of money, the garm l'mamon means there's some money that the bailim would lose out on. So through a hezek, you have to pay. It's ki'ilu, you took money. If you're mazik or you steal from somebody, kachim, that belongs to Hedbish, but he has a monetary stake because of the chiyuv achrayus, so then you have to pay him back, you have to pay kefel, and so on. You have to pay for the hezek. So what's happening is, it's for the hezek you have to pay because of garim l'mamon. That's what Shimon's rule holds. Avo, kozman de isa de'ena. I mean, from the Ksos toward the beginning. If it's here, then Rav Shimon never said, never spoke. So he says, Chametz shall hegdish the ma'al, the case of Chavtes. Since your masid mamon hegdish, that hegdish had mamon here for after Pesach, it's garim with mamon, because it's going to be worth something for hegdish after Pesach. And now you're taking away, you're eating it. So that's, now it's called darba garim with mamon, there's m'ila. Abba be'en ala mamon, but in the state of be'en, it's not mamon. The chayin muchach. How do I know this chiluk? Where did I come up with it? I didn't invent the svar on my own. I found it in Gemara. The Ksos says, this is a yesod across the board. The chayin muchach. This is the paragraph I gave you. Mehadam in perkad b'sachim, he brings our Gemara. Quotes the whole Gemara, Rava, and the two hanichas. Hanichal mandam agam mamam kem mamam dami good. Mandam lakam mamam dami aikul meima shayni hachadam ma'a lo imatza. That's why Rav Shimon, even though generally kamamon dami, but here it might be different. Quotes Rashi, The chametz wasn't lost yet. The chiyam of Shimon says Rashi. When Rav Shimon said, "Lahai hecha de'ina be'en kigon gabi gon of kachin," Rav Shimon said it when it was a story where he stole the kachin. Shoy yabalam chayavim b'achir yusan. Am Rav Shimon, you know, in kechul hegdish because of eibul shul hegdish hacha chayev kimsi zechay be'achrayis ve'el karina be'ed ha'igarim lushay mamon akal lishona. So Rashi explains that Rav Shimon only said Goyim l'mamon, when this, what's happening is, it's not the end. There's something, there's a lost thing happening in front of us. Umevuar, something from the Gemara. From Rashi, what do you see? The Rav Shimon go kamar, hecha de'isa be'ena. Ay, k'mashmon lo yimatse. So Sesek says, what's lo yimatse teaching us? That it's not true? It's not, no. The Gabi Chometz, Rabbi Kra, Lava, Bayira. Even for the Rabbanan, we hold not Rabbanan. What's going on for the Rabbanan? Generally speaking, what's the Rabbanan's halacha? Garam l'mamon is not kamam. But the way you must be telling me, here it's different. It says, success, but Shimon, it's no different. It's the same basic approach, same mechanism. Generally, kahai gavna, where it's the end, where no loss has happened right now, but Shimon wouldn't say kamam adami, but chametz is different. That's how he learns the Pshem, the kamash mala. Okay, so from here the Ksos goes on. So he seems to be very comfortable with this formulation. So if Shimon never says his rule, if the double is banned, it's only in a situation where there's been some loss. So he goes to Pnei Yeshua, he asks him later also, leave this on the side. Pnei Yeshua has a huge chiddush, which again, many I'm a falter and disagree with him. He wants to say, Goyim l'mamon even gives you a certain bailus of gabi machira. Unbelievable chidush. K'mam adam, it's mamish yours, you could sell it. The Ksos says, for sure it can't be true, because I just told you that the whole rule doesn't exist in a case that's not where there was a loss involved, in a case where it's be'en. So if it's be'en that you want to talk about machira, there's no halacha k'mam adam, so it simply doesn't add up. Later on, the Ksos is going to say, even if I would argue that Rav Shimon would say it, in a case where it's not where it's the end, but still, Rav Shimon shows it to be a chiddush, and most achronim disagree that it's not mamish kamamun gabi that gabi certain halachas. It's kamamun dami. As we said, you have a schus to take hayfel and other things, but to claim hezek, but not gabi a real full bona fide bailus. So anyway, the issue is a big chiddush, but right now he just says it can't be true simply because Rav Shimon wouldn't say his rule. Okay, everyone with me? So that's the next paragraph. That's the Pnei Yeshua. We'll skip that. Okay. Amnon, v'ni hanavon, go to the kasha of his son. V'ni hanavon, Rav Yosef Beresh HaKoyen, right? Shliach Tzibur, I don't know. Must have been. So Rav Aryeh Leib HaKoyen Haller, right? Was the Ksos. He descended from the Tosas Yantif, as you know, the into Lipman Heller. So Aryeh Leib Heller. It says also she. Shinnun stands for what? Like a Shiyachya probably. Yeah, Shinnun. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, his father was of Yosef HaKoyen, so he named his son after his father. So his son of Yosef Beresh HaKoyen, Hiksha, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the end of Sanhedrin. Halacha is by Yoni Dachas that not only does everyone in the city have to get killed, Nebuch, with Cherev, because the whole city worship of the Zara, but all their belongings have to be burnt. It's Kol Shulala, Tikbo Sotok Rechova, and they get burnt. What's considered Shulala? What's considered the belongings of the members of the city? So it says over there, Bahadatani, Hayuba Kachi Kadashim, Kachi Mizbeach Yamus. If you have among the people of the city, have a carbon, Kachim is there. It was designated as a carbon to be brought. Carbon oil, carbon, whatever. Yamusu, they get killed. In fact, the Gemara, why Yamusu? Yiruachi Yistabu, let them just be, obviously it's no bailam to bring it. So what are you going to do? But it's Kedusha's carbon. So you should let it pasture till it gets a moon, and then you could depot it. And then the value will go for an adabah, for a kitzah mizbeach. That's what you automatically do. A lot of times the situation of a carbon that can't be brought, the owner died, whatever. So then you have to find a way to take the kedusha off of it. You have to wait for the mum and you're at your step. So Rish Lakish explains, one of Kimtin the Gemara. This goes like Rav Shimon. This is Kuf Yud Beis in Sanhedrin. It goes like Rav Shimon. Shitas Rav Shimon is Davar Gor Mamon Kim Mamon Dami. These are Kachim Shechayi Bachriyusa. In other words, the Chiyav Achrayis, right? And therefore, the Chiyav Achrayis is Gor Mamon. Therefore, it's viewed as if it belongs to the people of the city. It's quote Shugala. It's not Shugal Shemayim. It's Gor Mamon makes it theirs. And therefore, as Rashi explains, appears Rashi Shem, Hilkach Linyan Iri Tachas Nami, Mam and Bayamu, but deny Lufi Cherev. They should be killed Lufi Cherev like all the animals. But, and therefore the money is Asher Bahana, Ayamusu, why not everything else? Kvod Shemayim, it has a Shem carbon on, so it doesn't have, it doesn't get, it's a separate, it doesn't get with everything else together, so it's Yamusu. But Halacha is clear that if you hold that of Shimon, then the fact that there's a Goyim with Mammon views it as if it belongs to the people of the city. Hare Muchach. Dafilu Isna Be'ena. Kam Rav Shimon, Kam Mammon. Rav Shimon, so the son of the Xo says, I don't understand. I just told you that the Gemara in Pesachim is in Vur, from this Gemara, that Rav Shimon's Klal was not said except in situation of a loss that occurred. But if it's at the end, then you don't say Kimamadami. So how come the Shlaki say Pshat over there that it's considered to be belonging to the people of the city because Garmamamun, because of the Chivach Reis? Chivach Reis is all good when the case was stolen. As Rashi explains, that's called, it's not the end. Again, were I to learn that the Gemara's Kamashmalan of Lo Yimatzeh means Kamashmalan that the Svara Lachalik in Rav Shimon is not correct, and it becomes a malamid for everywhere, that Rav Shimon says it even by a case of the end, then at the end of the Maskanas HaGemara, if by Chametz you're liable, then this is true everywhere. And that's how the Tzach, for example, assumes. And others, Yad Ephraim and Shulchan Aruch, Ephraim Margolius, maybe the Kamash Malan is it, that in fact, in Tafnem, that the Kamash Malan is it. This is really not a Svara. But you see, as we noted from Rashi, that way Rashi needs to work out the case of Rav Shimon's Kadshim that the Shenignabu Mibes Balayan to be a case because right now it's stolen. Rashi wants that to hold up because the Svara remains. It's halacha by Chametz. So what do you do with this Gemara and Sanhedrin? So he doesn't have an answer. He brings up Kash. Then he comes back and says, no, even if I'm wrong, but the Pnei Yeshua is also wrong. You can't sell it. Okay, fine. That just comes back to Pnei Yeshua. And then he brings up the point with the Balamor and Daf Chavtas again, separate Pshat and the Gemara. But that's what I want you to take out of the Xos is the following. The Xos is assuming, number one, that the Gemara Svara remains a Maskana, the Chalek between the N and not. And the Xos assumes that this Svara is always going to be true for Rav Shimon's Gor Mamon, whatever case you might find of Gor Mamon. Come the Achronim, many Achronim, and the biggest on the bottom of the Nuxos, of course, many Achronim, Rabbi Chanan, Kovet Shiurim, Rabbi Achi Ezer, a lot of Achronim here, Stebin of Shemuel Rizovsky, you name it. Everyone is trying to try to work out that, let's look carefully at the Gemara. When the Gemara says this Svara, that when it's the end, Rav Shimon didn't say it, there could be a very basic difference between the Be'en situation over here by Chametz and the Garm Mamon of our Gemara, of Rav Shimon, and the Garm Mamon in other situations, such as Kachim Shechayi Bachriyusan, that there the Gemara Svara would not hold and the Svara by Erni Dachas would be valid to view it as belonging to the people in the Erni Haidachas. Why is that? Because what's the pshat of Goyim Mamon? Come on. So we started. There's the Goyim Mamon, for example, of Saraf Chametz V'Yad Gazlim L'Acha Pesach. The Goyim Mamon is the fact that it's protecting your assets. as distinct from our Gemara's Gorma Mamon, not that it's protecting assets, there hasn't been a chiyuv yet. Rather, it's Gorma Mamon that there's going to be a time, there could be a time that you be chayiv, be achrayiv, so that's viewed as Gorma Mamon because the Torah is putting your rishus for that situation. When the Gemara says here, you wouldn't think that Rav Shimon would be machayiv you, by yirah, by yimatzeh, just because Gorma Mamon k'mamon dami, we're speaking about our case of chametz. The Gemara is saying of Sabara that since right now it's Hadra Be'ena, so maybe you wouldn't view that as Gorma Mamon. What the Gemara means is insofar as the issue of Gorma Mamon is concerned, l'gabe this halacha, this Gorma Mamon, that there could be a time that when that happens, it will be on your head. You'll suffer the loss. So for that, the Gemara says, but right now, the time hasn't come. Right now, it's here. So maybe that Gorma Mamon is not Gorma Mamon. That wouldn't be considered Gorma Mamon Gorma Mamon. Because right now, for Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, you wouldn't have to destroy such chametz. However, when we're discussing a Gorma Mamon, we'll have to masbir this maybe a little bit better, but let's hear the outline. However, if the Gorma Mamon is the fact that it's protecting my assets right now, so what are you going to say? The loss hasn't happened yet. The Be'en itself is the Gorma Mamon. The Gorma Mamon is what this is doing right now for me. I owe for the Gzela. What are you going to tell me? What? It's Be'en. So what? This chametz is protecting my assets. This animal is protecting me. I don't have to, that I'm going to be able to fulfill my neder with this. I owe another. I don't have to pay from my pocket to get another animal. So the Be'en itself is the Gorma Mamon. How could that be no problem? How could be a problem? Why can't it be Gorma Mamon? The Be'en itself is what is doing it for me. If the Gorma Mamon is something in the future that when I have in this, that future stake, that it will be on me. But if it happened to happen, but it didn't happen yet. So that's the Gemara Svara. So then I wouldn't say it over here by chametz. But in a case where the Gorma Mamon is protecting assets, it's protecting my assets right now in the state of the end. So the Gorma Mamon is here. So the Achronim say the Gemara never made that chiluk for Rav Shimon in the Gorma Mamon that's analogous to Saraf chametz Piyad Gazlin. And that would be the same thing by the case of Kachim Shechayev Achar Yusan. So basically, I want to come back and explain a little bit better, even more gishmak, what the point of the Gemara is. But the Gemara's point is the Gemara is only saying the Svara within the context of the Gorma Mamon of Chametz. Whereas we explain here, there's no pre-existing Chiyuv. So there's no protecting assets in the here and now. It's only the Gorma Mamon in the sense that what would be if when this happens, but if it didn't happen right now, so then that's, you wouldn't necessarily say it's Kamamu Dami Kamasbon Lo Yimatzeh. But the Svara is good in theory for whatever situation. We don't have a Lo Yimatzeh if the Gorma Mamon is a function of not the present protecting of assets, but the fact that I have in this the bailus of future. But in the case where right now it's protecting my assets for a chob that exists, so of course if it's Be'en, it's same Gorma Mamon, and no one would say otherwise. Okay, sounds good, but of course, where's our problem? Where's our problem? Why? And why did the Ksos have a kasha? When he quoted the Gemara, what else did he quote? Together with the Gemara, what else did he quote? He quoted Rashi. See, here we have to say a vort. If we want to preserve this dichotomy in different types of Gorma Mamon and explain that the Gemara Svara, that a Be'en, when it's Hadra Be'en, it doesn't go on the Gim, you would think it wouldn't go on the Gorma Mamon K'mamon Dami, then why did Rashi need to add And where does Rav Shimon say kemamodami? In the case of kadshim, what was stolen from the owner that he has to pay kefil, because right now there's a chiyuv for the geneva, so it's not bad. Why does Rashi need that? There, the even when it's be'en, it is garim mamma because it protected me from the chiyuv that I owe for the neder, right? So why does Rashi need to say anything more? Why does Rashi have to explain that that's considered it's not be'en because it was stolen? So there is the question will go to the following. Why is there a chiyuv achrayis? What does a chiyuv achrayis mean by a neder? Ain bein neder in nedava, ela she by a neder you chay b'achrayis, and by a nedava you're not. Mishnah in Megillah Dav Zayin in the days, right? So the pasuk pshat is, but why is it neder chay b'achrayis? Because the Gemara says, Allah is al kasfei. It's like, it's on me. The neder is on me. So my responsibility is to give this carbon, to give a carbon. So it's not about the carbon, the animal that I was magdish. The animal is magdish. It's no longer available to be brought, but my chiyuv is the same as before. My chiyuv is I have to bring a carbon. I owe a carbon. If I understand it that way, then this problem is a problem. In other words, the chiyuv is here, just like a gazan owes for the theft. I owe the nether, I owe the carbon, I owe a carbon. So just because this carbon is, so this is managed protecting my assets because I owe a carbon. But there are rayas, the Brisker Rav brought a raya, more than one raya. That's not the pshat chiyuv achrayis at all. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk. The nirat salo chaper, Allah, the Gemara learns out of a pasuk, more there in Megillah, daf ches, also zvachin, beginning of zvachin, nirat salo chaper, Allah, that we say that by a nether, you have to replace the animal that died or whatever. If the simple as we just said, what need a pasuk for that? It's obvious. The neder was that you have to bring a carbon. So the first carbon died, so you have to bring another carbon. It's your obligation. Nothing has been fulfilled yet. Moreover, the Mishnah says, "Ain be neder in a dava." It's a different neder and a dava. By definition, this is definitionally what a nether is. So how do you talk about it? The difference between a nether and a dove is achrayis. Nether is you, and a dove is it. So obviously, the nether by definition is you got to bring something. So what do you need to tell me a nafkamin nether and a dove? I mean, it's like saying apple and orange. The difference is it's an apple, it's an orange. You have to tell me that. If a nether is my obligation and a dove is on the chefza, so b'meila, chai b'achrayis is by definition what a nether is. So what do you have to say? The nafkamina is nether of achrayis. Another raya. Well, first tell you the vort, then I'll tell you another raya. So the risk is, what's the pshat? You makabel a nether, but then you magdish the carbon. When now it becomes a chiv of the carbon. When something happens to the carbon, there's a halacha of achrayis that triggers a responsibility, a new chiyuv, to replace it. It's not nachbas, the original neder. The original neder translates itself into the carbon that you were magdish. Harei alai means now you have to designate something as a carbon, and you did it. Now the animal is a carbon. You brought it to the Azar, you did whatever you did with it, in a certain way, you're Yotzi, you're Neder. But the answer is, comes the Chiyuv Achrayis. It's no. It's a new Allah. Something happens to the animal, so now the Chiyuv Achrayis kicks in at that point that you have to replace the Masah, the Gemara Bava Kama as a suffix. Let's say a person pledges Harelai, and he brings, he designates an animal to an Ola, and the animal dies. Can he bring an oath, an olas ha'oth, chatas ha'oth, forget the Gemara, olas ha'oth, instead? Why not? Harei alai, he didn't say what, chatas, olah. But the answer is no, because if achrayis is to replace that which you are magdish with that neder, so maybe you have to replace the exact same species. Because the chiyuv achrayis is not just because your neder is unfulfilled. from that perspective, your nether could be fulfilled with behem or an oath, so why can't you bring an oath now? But the answer is, achrayus is a new chiyuv that comes in, that's generated later on. So if that's the case, maybe it has to be exactly identical to what was. So according to this brisker Rav, the new way to think about it, so now ein bein neder in a davar, it's not just apples and oranges, it's a yisod. Neder comes with it a chiyuv achrayus. In other words, neder generates a chiyuv. Neder is on you, but then you magdish the animal, that something happens to your animal, and that occurrence triggers with it halacha to replace. Maybe the replacement could be, well, back to that Gemara, maybe it could be identical, could be something short, something comparable to the original neder. That's a separate shayla. But the whole mechanism of achrayus is a new chiyuv. If that's true, then we understand why Rashi needed to explain the Gemara of Rav Shimon of stealing kachim as why is that considered to be part of the rule of Garim L'mamo. Rav Shimon only says it right when something happened, not when it's been. The answer is no, but it's happening right now. It's being stolen. But the svar that we said could still be valid when it comes to the case of Yarni Dachas. Now there, the Garim L'mamo is the chiyuv right now. No, it won't work. It won't work for that. Sorry, this is not going to work. It's not going to help. It's going to be a pshat for Rashi. It's not going to help us. It's still going to be difficult over there. No? Cheshbon is not correct. It's a pshat for Rashi. No, but according to what we're saying, what's the chiyuv? The chiyuv achray is still a chiyuv that's generated later on. No? No, it's not going to work. It's a bar for Rashi in itself. But I don't know if it's going to answer. It's going to answer any dachas. We're going to have to say something else to answer any dachas. No? Guys are with me?
Why it helps Rashi?
It helps Rashi for itself. In other words, to say the vart for Rashi, and we'll come back and say maybe in a sharper way this idea of the Gemara. The point that we're saying is the Gemara Svara is specific to Chametz. When the Garim L'mamon is the halacha, that it's Garim L'mamon that you suffer the loss that could happen, says the Gemara, but it hasn't happened yet. Says Rashi, what about the case of stealing kachim from the owner? It happened. It happened right now. It's happening right now. We ask, why does Rashi have to say that? There's a pre-existing chiyuv. The be'en protects your assets. We're saying, no, because the halacha of neder is not a pre-existing chiyuv. It's similar to here. When something happens, then you become chayiv. Yeah, right. It's not that the chiyuv still exists. From the perspective of the neder is fulfilled when you magdish the animal and whatever happens, happens. But when something happens, it becomes a new chiyuv. So in that regard, it's the achrayus garim l'mamon is that you become chayiv at a later point. It's similar to here. It's not like saraf chametz that the gazlan could have used to pay his gzeilah. It's garim l'mamon like argamar. That's the point. According to the Brisker Rav, achrayus by a neder is going to be similar to chametz, not similar to gazal chametz, chametz of argamar, by Uriah, not similar to gazal chametz or saraf chametz biyad gaza. That was an akuda of Brisker Rav. The only thing is, I don't know if that's going to help in terms of the kasha of diksos. What we could do, just modify a little bit. This is the basic lumdus that we gave you. Let's just say something more subtle in terms of our Gemara. And then we really have to come back to see the Shitas about Achrayus and a little bit more in the Rush, maybe for tomorrow, the Rush inside the Penshitas Pshia, Kneva Veda, and so on. And the Rambam, of course, the Rambam's unique sheet over here also. And then the other part of the Rush is also interesting, even though it's going to get later, but maybe we just read it now too, the second part. What does it mean? Because Hadra Be'ena, therefore, it wouldn't be considered Kemamun Dami. What does it mean? But that goof is the point. Because what could happen, so that could happen. What did I say? Because it could happen, but it hasn't happened. But there'll be that, but there is the possibility. That's good for the Garim L'mamon. What are we pushing back with? I'm pulling the wool over your eyes. Like, what did I say? It's like all semantics. Or maisa. It could happen, and it'll be on me. So that's going the moment. So what's your maisa? You can't get away with this. Like, what is it? What did I say? I said that the Gemara Svara is only limited to the Garm Mammon of our Gemara, but it wouldn't apply to the Garm Mammon where the Be'en is protecting your assets. I understand over there why the Svara doesn't work. Because the Be'en itself is Garm Mammon, it protects your assets. But I understand that. But why can't it be over here as well? I understand right now it's Hadar Be'ena. Right now the Chametz can go back. But there is the eventuality, the possibility, the Garm Mammon is pending. It could be. So good. So right now, it's not, but the very possibility is enough to say, Garm Mammon, what's the money? Yeah?
Just, I don't know, the Mammon about this is that if it's still the Eina, then it's Mammon of the other person that, like, for example, an artist, it's still Mammon of the Nafis. So it can't be your mama so long as it's still enough for you. It's not worth it all.
Once it's lost. This is going to come up in the rush when you have the Nifkad and the Mafkid. Keep this in mind. This is going to be interesting. When you have a Nifkad and the Kabbalah Achrayis, does the Kabbalah Achrayis that makes it Kemamudami of the Nifkad absolve the Mafkid from his Bayira? That's going to be interesting. It's so maybe we'll have to see in terms of that issue for the rush that you're touching on. But I just want to understand on a deeper level what this could mean over here. What could it mean? So I think this is very subtle. I don't know if we can give it over well or not, but I want to go back to the Gemara, the two is shown us in the Gemara. What does each Lashon think about the other one? The first Lashon says, if Kemamon Dami, then everything is good. But, Lav Kemamon Dami, Maiko Mema. Singmar says, oh, no. Well, you might say, Shiny Hachalo Yiman. Second Lashon says, to the contrary, the other way around. If you hold Lav Kemamon Dami, then I need a Lo Yimatse. Or Dav Shimon. What is Lo Yimatse? Straightforward. Mar says, no, but you could have been machalek and said, no, but here it's Hadar Be'ena, it goes back as is, so therefore maybe not, mashmalek. So let's go back to the first Lashon. The first Lashon says, I understand, according to Rav Shimon, everything is good. But you need a Lo Yimatse. So why do you need a Lo Yimatse? How would he answer the kasha that comes up in the second Lashon? So the sum of the answer is, what's the simple way to answer that kasha? That the first Lashon doesn't have a problem one way, you might say, because the answer is what the Gemara says in the Teretz to the second Lashon of Hanicha. Right? You need a Lo Yimatse because you would have thought, since it's Hadar Be'ena, right? So then maybe it's different. Kamashma. So he understands that even for Rav Shimon, there's a reason to think you wouldn't say Kamamadami, right? So what's he asking? But and it was shiny hacha. For Rav Shimon, you're acknowledging a shiny hacha. You need a Lo Yimatse for Rav Shimon, right? So it must be that you would think it's not going to fit with Garm Mamma. And Rav Shimon would have a Lo Yimatse that would tell you, yes, after beginning. So what's wrong with saying for the Chacham the same thing? Why are you asking a kasha? Teretz says, no, for the Chachamim too. But why are you more stuck with the Chachamim? Why are you more comfortable with Rav Shimon having a Lo Yimatse to cover his base because you would think it's different than for the Chachamim? No? What do you think? Again, the first version of the Gemara's Kasha was that I understand for Rav Shimon why the Halacha is true. But for the Chachamim, how could it be true that you're chayv for the Pikadon of the God? Gemara says, because of Lo Yimatse. The second version turns around and says the opposite. According to the Chachamim, I understand why you need a Pasuk Lo Yimatse. For Rav Shimon, I need a Pasuk. I says, no, because here you might think it's different because since it's the end, it goes back as is, so maybe you wouldn't say Kamamadami, Kamashmala. According to the first version of the question, The question was, I understand Rav Shimon, why you can have this halacha. But according to Rav Shimon, you need a lo yimatzei. So what do you need lo yimatzei for? What would he say in response to the question that came up in the second? But you're saying it's good. Why is it good? What do you need lo yimatzei? So the teretz is, because of the Gemara Svar. He knows what the Gemara says in the teretz, and he was able to live with that. So he understood that there could be a reason to distinguish. And you need the pasuk. Tell me, no, it's going to work here as well. So if that's true for Rav Shimon, why couldn't he live with that for the Chacham? So I think the issue has to do with the application of Goyim Mammon when it comes to Chametz. The entire issue in our Gemara is specifically about Chametz. Goyim Mammon is what it is. It's Goyim Mammon. Is it K'mammon Dami? That's Machokes of Shimon the Chacham. But that, whatever the Goyim Mammon is, because you be Chai B'Achrayis, that is what it is. What is now the ramifications of that Goyim Mammon? Rav Shimon says, K'mammon Dami. If it's K'mammon Dami, if we're in the world of K'mammon Dami, so now you start quibbling, maybe here it's a little different. So you need the Oyimatsu. The Chachamim don't give credence to K'mammon Dami. Goyim Mammon is what it is, but it doesn't mean anything. So that's why he asks, so why would you be chayiv? So he has, no. Loyimatsu comes and says, here is K'mammon Dami. Rav Shimon, there is consequence to Goyim Mammon. Maybe here it's a little different. That's why you need the Loyimatsu. But the Chachamim, you never give credence to Goyim Mammon. Goyim Mammon is what it is, but is it K'mammon or not? So that's the question. The answer is Loyimatsu works for the Chachamim. When the Gemara comes now with this Svara that for Rav Shimon, maybe it's different over here. Why is it different over here? Because this is going to go back as it is. Okay, so what? But the Goyim Mammon is, but something will happen. It'll be me. It'll be on me. What's wrong? I mean, so yeah, right now it goes back. But I have the Goyim Mammon. What's the Svara? The answer is, it's late already. I'm sorry, but just give me 3-4 minutes, hopefully, just to get something out. What exactly do I have? I can't have more than what the Goyim Mammon is in this. What do I have? What's the K'mammon? What mammon do I have? I have that. Goyim Mammon, it's like I have that now. That schus is what I have in this right now. You can't give me more than that. Pnei Yeshua says I can sell it. I'm not. Nobody assumes that. I have whatever that stake of money is. That's what I have. The Svar of the Gemara will be, but and it goes back right now. So when it comes to Bir Chametz, having in Chametz that which, when something happens, I'll be responsible, that's not going to help me to have to burn this Chametz, that I should have to burn this Chametz right now, that I should have to be liable for this Chametz. The Chametz right now is Be'en. So you can't give me in the Be'en more than what you want me to have because of what could happen. Put that into the mix. Give that to me now. But that's not going to be enough to make Ba'yirat. So the issue is all local. The entire issue is all local. Whatever standard you want to put into the mix here. But that should not be enough to be Tzidug Lechaf Ba'yirat. Hamas Malon, no, it's good enough. If you learn the Gemara like that, then all the kashas of the Ksos no longer hold. Because the Gemara's very Svara itself was only a Svara with regard to Chametz itself. I'm splitting here is a little bit more than before. Before we were splitting it between the type of Goyim Mammon that we have over here versus the Goyim Mammon that we have over there. This is the Goyim Mammon of the fact that it could happen later on. And this is the Goyim Mammon of the protecting your assets. And then we ran into some issues with the case of Rashi. And we explained Rashi. Okay. Now we're saying more than this. The Gemara's very Svara of that if it fits the Hadar Be'ena just means simple. You can't give me now more than what the Goyim Mammon is. Just put the Goyim Mammon into the situation. The Goyim Mammon here is that eventuality of the Achrayis. So you want to tell me right now I have in it a stake that I'm chayiv in Achrayis. But right now it's here. You want me to be responsible for chametz, to have a bayi ro'ah on chametz that is considered mine now because of what could happen later on, when right now, by definition, it's here, it hasn't happened. So it's not, so you can't make that about Yerah. That's where the Kamash one says, yes, it could. But you can't say, that's me, that's Lecha, for specifically over here. So therefore, you can't extrapolate from this Gemara Svara to any other place beyond Chametz. Because the whole point is that given that the Garim Mammon is the fact that it's going to be Chayav Be'achrayis, that's how we started. But that's the whole point here. And you want to put that into the Din of Ba'yirah, that's what bothers the Gemara. Okay, that's something to think about. All right, Tafsugyas. Okay, we have to go back to the Rosh and the Shittas and then go back to the Gemara eventually, maybe next day after that, after tomorrow. Okay.